Merry Christmas, folks. This is Ray. We're sitting here in our living room with a hi-fi playing Christmas music in the background, and our dog Polly, our Samoyed, is sitting here between us, and in just a minute, Bryna is going to feed her a little tidbit, and we have taught her to bark very, very softly when we hold the piece up in front of her. So here, Bryna is holding the piece up in front of the dog. Did you hear it? We'll try it again now. Put the microphone close to the dog's mouth.
That's good.
Did you hear Bryna say that's good too? I suppose you did. Here we come again. I'm sure you heard that one.
I've got to finish giving her her tidbit now.
The tidbit, incidentally, is a pancake, and she's crazy about pancakes. Here is the last one.
That's good.
Good dog, Polly. And here is Bryna.
Merry Christmas. We just thought that since we hadn't been home this summer that we should get a tape recorder and at least let you hear our voices again before next summer. I don't know, we don't have very much to talk about because we told you almost everything in my last letter. School is out for me on Tuesday night, the 22nd, and then I have a theoretical vacation anyway until January 4. Ray doesn't get off of work from the Institute until the 23rd, but he has one full day before Christmas and then has the weekend, so in all he gets a four-day weekend also. Haven't got very much planned for the holidays tonight. In fact, as soon as we get through this, we will start changing our clothes to go out to dinner at the Swartz's, and after we have been there for a while, we will go to the annual Geophysical Institute Christmas party. We'll probably spend the day in bed tomorrow trying to catch up on our sleep. Well, let me see. I don't know whether I should turn this off or turn it back to you. I don't know what to say next. We have a lot to do to get ready for Christmas yet. In fact, we've scarcely started with the Christmas festivities. I've still got a tremendous number of Christmas cards to do. I get later and later each year. One of these years I'm going to give up, not do it one year, just so I can catch up and get an early start on the next year. We still have to get our Christmas trees, and I want to make some cookies and some desserts and things, get the house looking a little bit like Christmas. I guess I'll give this to Ray for a minute, and he can tell you what he's been doing lately.
Well, we both have been very, very busy. Brian has been busy with school administrative work, and also working on the Cape Thompson Atomic Energy Project. That has kept her very busy. And then she's had to give two or three lectures to various supper clubs. And I've been busy around the house. I've just now finished painting a part of the upstairs stairway. I put on three coats of paint so far, two of a special aluminum paint as a vapor seal, and I'm now painting it a light sort of canary yellow. That's the first coat that just got on just now. The weather outside is about 15 below, but we certainly don't feel it in here. Our house is so warm and comfortable and well heated.
Tell them how mild the weather has been this year. He insists I have to talk into this thing straight, but I don't believe it. But that won't hurt. We have had extremely mild weather this winter. It has scarcely been below zero until this month, and then this month we've had two short spells where it's gotten down as cold as minus 25 or minus 28 degrees here at the house. This is unusually warm for this time of year. Of course, down on the flats, how far below us are the flats?
About 10 degrees, I think, or more.
And how many feet below us?
Oh, about 200 feet to 300 feet.
And it seems to make that much difference in altitude around here with how cold it is. We wonder how much fuel we save each year because of having built a little bit above the flats. We have about 15 inches of snow on the ground right now. Because we haven't got very much wind, or haven't had very much wind anyway this fall, there's a considerable amount of snow on the trees, so that our little spruce trees out front and the white birches make this a really a winter wonderland. The Birds, of course, are enjoying our feeder. We have not very many different kinds, but we do enjoy seeing them. The black-capped chickadees, of course, are our favorites. And we have the gray jays, or Canada jays, as they call them. And then we have a hairy and a downy woodpecker. I think our hairy woodpeckers are about twice the size of the hairy woodpeckers that you have there in Connecticut. Ray, why don't you tell them of the great thing that happened to the roof generation here last week?
Oh yes, I am a grandfather again, a daughter, a granddaughter this time, the first one in two generations. This is the second child of my youngest son, Jim, who lives in Lima, Ohio. He worked for the Westinghouse Company. And my other son, Raymond Bradley Roof Jr., is at Los Alamos working for the... what is the outfit? Well, anyhow, it's the atomic energy layout there at Los Alamos, run by Stanford, I believe. They have one son, a boy. One son, a boy. That's obvious, isn't it? The other boy, Jim, has a son also, and then this second child, a daughter. I've been working pretty heavily or steadily at the Institute also. This big satellite camera that I'm in charge of is just about ready now to start to take pictures. We have all sorts of cold weather problems involved in it, such as different kinds of metal contracting with the cold to such an extent that one will not move against the other, or the steel contracting so much that it dangerously compresses a big glass mirror, which costs about $20,000. And we have apparently, though I didn't realize it before, an almost continual downfall of tiny ice crystals. It's not enough to really call it a snowfall, and yet it's enough to collect on the surface of any large thing such as a mirror or a big glass lens such as we have in this camera. It seems to be one of the problems we're going to have to face continually in operating this camera. Incidentally, that has to be out in the cold weather at all times so that there will not be any sudden changes of temperature. So we've been working with that at about 20 to 25 below on some days. Fortunately, we have a warm room right next door in the same building so that we can go in and get our fingers warm again. Also, just yesterday, I've been working with one of the radio telescopes that has an electrical mechanical drive on it that has been going bad once in a while. And again, it's a little bit disagreeable to work at 20 below with bare hands, but one does it once in a while when one has to. Back to Bryna now.
I hate to tell you, Ray, but I think we're only about halfway through this tape and we've run out of our notes.
Horrors.
Yeah, right. Well, I think the main purpose of this tape is so that they can hear our voices and not really know what we're doing anyway. I hope that's it. I suppose, you think I should tell them about the Shinjek manuscript? I've had all kinds of troubles with the birds of the Shinjek. I wrote it in a little different style this time. I was under the conservation philosophy, etc., of the Muries. And also George Schaller's tendency of liking to write in a little more flowing style. So George, who is the co-author, and I wrote this manuscript on the birds of the Shinjek. And admittedly, it did have considerably more words in it than the manuscripts I usually write. I submitted this to the magazine Arctic just before we left on our trip this summer, and when I got back I had the rejection slip, but the rejection indicated that it was merely too long. Well, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to do anything about it very soon, so I put off until sometime in October writing to the editor and asking him to return it. Well, when I wrote to him, he indicated that he was short for an article in the next magazine and the next issue, and so that if I was willing to cut it down just a little bit, he thought that he could use it. So we started to work on it a little bit back and forth in the mail, but he was still objecting to the wordiness of it and what he called purple phrases. I kept insisting that this was a matter of style, which I still think that it is, but it's a type of style that he didn't like. So he started to work on the style, and he chopped it up completely. In fact, what he was doing really was to taking our information and completely rewriting the paper. Well, I decided, in spite of the fact that I would like to have had it published in the Arctic, that this would never do, that if it has to be rewritten in my typical old style, that I would have to do the rewriting. So I got a letter from him today, and he is sending the manuscript back. It's too bad. It was a good try. Maybe over the holidays I can polish it up a little bit, and Fred Dean would like to have it for publication in the biological papers. If I publish it there, I don't think that I will do very much rewriting on it. It will come out in a more fluid, long-winded, purple-prosed style. Ray, oh, I was just going to ask you if you didn't want to tell him a little bit about our plans this summer. Maybe I should
start out.
Ray, because of our last summer's trip, doesn't have an awful lot of annual leave saved up, so that we won't be able to spend all summer out in the States next year. I think the first thing after school is out that I will go up to the Cape Thompson area with some of the field crews, because I am very eager to watch the spring migration in that area and to watch the arrival not only of the tundra birds but of the cliff nesting birds. I'll probably stay up there for, oh, maybe as much as 2 weeks. And then about the end of June or the first week in July, the Woodses and Celia would like me to come down to Camp Denali to run a sort of bird short course down there for about a week. I haven't decided whether to do that yet. They're kind of counting on me, and I may do it. Then I understand that the AOU meetings are being held in Ann Arbor this year, and both Ray and I would like to get into the Ann Arbor-Battle Creek area for a while this summer, so that depending upon what time of the year these meetings are held, I think we may adjust the date of our trip to the States. Every other year, the AOU meetings are held in September, and then the alternate year, it's held in October. I'm a little afraid that the meetings this year will be held in October. If that is so, of course, we won't be able to attend them. But if they're in September, we'll push off our trip to the States toward the, into August, probably, rather than July. But I think I'll let Ray tell you about the rest of our plans, particularly our transportation plans.
We plan to fly out and go probably straight to Toledo, where we plan to pick up a new Jeep pickup truck. We'll trade in our old one up here to the dealer here and then pick up our brand new one in Toledo. Then we plan to drive east to see you folks, and then after a stay there, we'll drive back toward Michigan, where we'll stop in Battle Creek and see some of our friends there. Then on down to Lima, Ohio to see my son Jim and his now two children. And then on probably to Los Alamos, New Mexico to see Brad. And of course, before we do all of this, we'll stop in Ann Arbor to see the Shaws and the Mileses, whom we met there the summer we stayed there after we were married.
Stop and see Ines, too, of course.
Then we'll probably stop and see Ines in Los Angeles if we can navigate the little truck that far. I see the time is just about out here, so maybe you better...
Oh, don't rush, there's lots.
...put it to a pause position here so Brandon can give the last word here. Goodbye, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
You're a bum. Do you see how much tape you've left me?
Not very much.
Oh, there's considerable there. I could probably just talk on and on and on and on, and I don't dare keep that up because I could talk still farther. Maybe we should let him listen to the music for a while. It goes on and on. Hey, Polly, come here. Come here. You want to sit? Sit. Speak.
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 Speak. Speak.
Speak.
Speak.
Speak.
Speak.
Speak. She won't do it. She will only do it, apparently, if there is a tidbit or a reason to do it. She's a pretty good little doggie, though. I think even Mother would like Polly. Well, Merry Christmas, folks, and we'll see you next summer. Goodbye. This tape still isn't finished, and I know Mother wouldn't like it if we closed with no tape left on it, so I'll just keep talking so she can listen to my voice. We've even talked about the weather so that we can't even talk about the weather here at the end. We told you that, or did we, that the sunrise here today was 9:56 and the sunset 1:40? There, now people are getting to know.